USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. High alert. The FBI says three more mail bombs intercepted. One shows up at actor Robert De Niro's Tribeca production house in Manhattan. He's a huge critic of President Trump. Two intended for former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden. A total of 10 pipe bombs so far. Here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president is certainly not responsible for sending suspicious packages to someone no more than Bernie Sanders was responsible for a supporter of his shooting up a Republican baseball field practice last year.
This department is responding to the suspicious packages.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions in Washington, D.C. addressing this issue.
We condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms and are determined to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and justice is done.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A wild day on Wall Street. Taking a look now at your money, stocks soar, the Dow gaining 401 points, the Nasdaq up 209, and the S&P 500 up 49 points. Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott, who's running for the Senate, sharing his position on health care. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Florida Governor and Senate hopeful Rick Scott used his family to demonstrate support for pre-existing conditions amid Democratic attacks that the GOP health care policies would actually hurt sick people. Scott explained on Fox News why this is a personal issue for him.
I grew up not knowing my dad. I had a brother with a significant disease. You know, my mom didn't have health care, our health insurance. She couldn't find anybody to take care of my brother. We finally found, or she found, a charity hospital 4 hours away. So I believe that people ought to have a right to health care. You shouldn't be denied your health care insurance if you have a pre-existing condition.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The highest paid TV actors seem to know each other well, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The male stars of the sitcom Big Bang Theory taking over the Forbes 2018 list of highest paid TV actors. In fact, they are first, second, third, and fourth, respectively.
They're Richie Rich Rich.
So how much is that?
Jim Parsons coming in first, taking in $26.5 million, followed by Johnny Galecki with $25 million, and then right behind their co-stars Kunal Nayar and Simon Helberg, tied for third at $23.5 million a year. The rest of the list includes Andrew Lincoln from The Walking Dead, Mark Harmon of NCIS, and Modern Family stars Ty Burrell, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stone Street, and Ed O'Neill. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The state of New York suing ExxonMobil. USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
They're alleging the company defrauded investors by misrepresenting the cost of climate change to the company. David Hawkins with the Natural Resources Defense Council says it also claimed aggressive government action on climate change would be prohibitively expensive.
MIT study didn't find that these policies would be extremely expensive, and ExxonMobil simply made up numbers that were greatly exaggerated and claimed that they were supported by this MIT study.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.